I want to say thank you to everyone here at Lima Planet. It gives us a lot of energy to communicate directly with people all over the world and to see so many people involved in free software in so many different ways. I want to take a moment to congratulate the 2021 FSF Award winners, Paul Eggert, Secure Repairs, Potasilao Stavro, or Prot. Always hoping that I say it at least a little bit correctly. All your work is unbelievably inspirational, and it's so effective in driving free software forward, all in your own ways. I also want to thank our keynotes, Marlene Sticker and 100 Rabbits, and all of our speakers here today. Free software is such a broad concept, and we covered so many aspects of humanity today. We saw design implementations. We saw how Ruben is hacking his brain. We saw great projects presented talking about SXMO, internet waste, and so many more. Speakers advocated for free software by spreading the free software philosophy. We work to end software patents. We promote the understanding and the adoption of free software licenses. There's government adoption in free software. It is all so important, and it's unbelievably inspiring, and it shows the values of free software. When we speak about a free society, days like these really make it seem possible. And people like our speakers here at Lima Planet are the people who are continuing to create the practical implementations that we need for a free society. And I genuinely believe that the foundations of that free society are laid by the work that all of these people do. Now at the FSF, we're working hard on structuring our campaigns and licensing information around the different kinds of technology users that we find in the world today. We spend a lot of time thinking about how we can most make technology experts and the people new to the concepts of free software believe in and advocate for free software. And one of the ways, and if you haven't seen it yet, we're creating work for people that they can use to identify their place on the ladder to free software. And we'll help them from there. This is not new. The community, we're all already doing this work. And for us, it's about understanding that there are many places from where you can connect to the free software philosophy. Because we've come to a place in time when software freedom is something to advocate for in all levels of our lives. Free software used to just be a fight for people that in some way, shape, or form understood the concept of software. They had levels of technical aptitude. But these days, technology is everywhere. And I want to take some minutes to go through some of the reasons why I believe that free software becomes more important every day. Some of the reasons why I feel we should advocate for free software. I believe that free software is at the core of many of our modern day activism causes, not necessarily as a solution, but definitely as part of it. And much like if you want to be sure that a program protects your privacy, you should be able to check it. So one of the reasons why I think and what I think we as a community should focus on and what we should fight for, why we should fight for free software, is education. When the free software movement started, we didn't use computers in school. We learned how to read and write using paper. We calculated with an analog system and we measured how far we could throw by hand. In fact, when I went to school, which is later than when the free software movement started, we also didn't use computers for education. And when we did start using computers, which was later in high school, they were just an extension of what used to be a typewriter. But now education is full of technology. There's digital textbooks, which are riddled with digital restrictions management. There are books that are being removed from libraries almost daily. And students who have a digital textbook are limited in the way that they process their information. Publishers are trying to stop libraries from lending ebooks. They're controlling access. And I can tell you that when I went to university, I wouldn't have done as well if I had limited pages available or if I wasn't allowed to make copies. And then there's the practice of proctoring, which has grown so much during the pandemic. Do we really need to have our children be controlled so strongly by technology that they often feel trapped? And again, We're trusting organizations that we don't know have the best interests at heart, or we don't know what's going to happen to them. We really do need to know what is behind all of this software. We need the freedom to be able to see what's happening. And then, of course, there's more, because there's proprietary digital channels like blackboards and video conferencing. All of these technologies and software development, often proprietarily made, are taking up space in education. We need to educate our children with free software so that they can continue to grow in the world where they can control their technology. And so that what they learn and how they learn it remains objective, and they learn how to think for themselves. And it's not about educating people with free software only. It's also about software, because the schools these days are teaching very little about what software is. And we need to educate our students about what it is that our world is built of. Teaching our children, not in university, but in primary school, about what software is will give them a better understanding of the technological integrations that we are living in today. There were great educational talks today at Leave a Planet as well that I would want to motivate you to have a look at when we publish the videos online. Another thing that I want to have a look at is government, because people every day are using free software to communicate with the government, or they're using non-free software to communicate with the government. Sorry. We used to vote in paper. We used to just go to the box office and vote. We used to do our taxes on paper, and we manage our general information with them in a non-digital way. And now we see the implementation of software become more and more widespread. Proprietary organizations are working with governments on implementations like facial recognition for tax purposes. Centralized systems are taking over, and machine learning tools are determining the way that we manage our government social systems, like social benefits. It's not only better for governments to work with free software. It would give them the opportunity to save money by not having to commission a new organization every time and have every municipality or state develop a different version of the same software. We need the government work to be transparent. They reflect our society, so they need to show us what the software that they use is built on for multiple reasons. Who knows what will happen to the organizations that are commissioned with the collection of our data. But there's also a responsibility from the governments to make sure that the programs used treat their users the way that they should be treated, with transparency. Now, I'm not saying technology is a bad development, or the fact that these things become electronic is a bad development. What I'm saying is that the software should be free. I wanted to give a few reasons why I believe that this fight for free software is so important, but I don't have a few. I have an endless amount of examples and reasons to believe that free software is the way forward. It's worth protecting, and it's something we need to make sure that people understand how to fight for. We need licensing adoption and the understanding of copyleft, because it's at the core of what we do. It defends the idea that we stand on the shoulders of countless others when we succeed at something. There's the environment and the right to repair. We had talks this weekend that remind us all of the reasons why we need to be conscious of our use of both hardware and software. Think of electronic waste, hardware obsolescence, user lock-in, DRM, the right to repair. Free software is an important concept in all of these. Then there's medical development, medical devices. One being that technology and our fear of death go hand in hand. And if we want to continue to have ownership over our body, we need to have control over our technology. There's bulk surveillance and why encryption matters so much. There's smart devices. There's also entertainment, streaming, games, socializing. There's driving. All these daily tasks have become software-based, and it will become more. And I hope to be speaking on all of these subjects and why free software in those specific subjects matter. But this idea that software is everywhere and it's taking our freedoms slowly. It's eroding the idea that we have control over our technology. That is what makes this fight for free software more relevant than ever. And we want to help educate people about this. So do what you do. Continue to spread the free software message by bringing it wider than we have ever done before. I too have a lot of people in my direct environment that either don't understand the work that I do or they're simply not interested. They don't see the issues with non-free JavaScript or with DRM or data collection. But I like to believe that I'm planting seeds. So I hope that when you have conversations with anyone about the form of activism that they believe in the most, the thing that they feel is worth fighting for, just ask them, what role does software play in your cause? I don't have a technical background, and I have deep respect for all of the work that was presented in these past 2 days. And on days like today, and I see it every time that our community comes together, we bring answers to all of these issues. So as I get acquainted with the new responsibilities for this role as the executive director of the FSF, I can't wait to continue to learn more about the community and about the work that's being done. And adding to that, I also want to call your attention to what we have recently announced is the board nomination process, because it will include the possibility for associate members of the FSF to nominate board members. We'll be publishing updates about this again soon, but it's yet another reason to become a member, and it's a way for the FSF to be able to represent this community. So now I want to take some time to thank the staff for working as hard as they do to get this event up and running every year. You don't see it from the streams. Maybe you saw it a little bit yesterday, but there are a lot of hours that go into organizing an event like this. It's planning, it's testing, it's last minute runs to get graphics card, it's late nights, midnight bug fixing and resolving stability issues. We have constant updates to the website. We have questions from attendees, questions from speakers, and we manage the administration that comes with collecting the licenses, the slides, and everything else we need to make this event run smoothly with over 50 speakers and not one gap in the schedule. And then we do this with our small staff, which is currently only 10 people actively working on these preparations on top of our daily work at the FSF. So thank you for all of the work that you put in this week and the weeks before, but this week was impressive. I also want to thank the volunteers, because we cannot do this alone. So we're eternally grateful for all the help that we get from our volunteers. We had a legal tech committee this year that helped us with selections, and this year they also helped us with bug fixing for Libre Adventure. You could be on it. We'll be placing another call for volunteers, of course, next year. And if you want to help organize Libre Planet, then please join us. These people are reliable, they're helpful, and they're great to work with. And as you've also seen from our volunteers in the past 2 days, they're really nice. So they've been communicating with you and relaying all of your questions. And if you can, then now is a really good moment to thank your channel and room monitors. I also want to take a moment to thank the people who give. They're our members, our sponsors, exhibitors, and the individual donators. I can't stress how special it is to me that people give their hard-earned money, any amount, to our organization because you believe in our cause and you believe that we should be able to continue this work. So if you feel like you could do this work, and I mean literally organize Libre Planet, then apply, because we actually have the program manager position available at this point, which means that you could be leading this fantastic event next year, which hopefully will go back in person. Now, of course, we don't know what the future will bring right now, but we do know that we'll take the lessons that we've learned from these three online experiences with us to the next edition and the ones following after that. And we'll continue to offer Libre Planet as a global event. And I want to make sure that you keep an eye out on the FSF events pages, because we are planning a lot of other exciting events in the near future.
On behalf of the Free Software Foundation Board of Directors, I'm pleased to have this opportunity to thank you all for what has been another wonderful edition of Libre Planet 2022. We are very excited about the speakers and topics that were selected for this year's conference. We were able to host 41 sessions in the past 2 days. Thank you, everyone. I love all the great work you are doing. As the host and facilitator of Libre Planet, the FSF is proud to elevate and showcase the voices of the free software community at this annual event. The FSF staff works extremely hard to create and support the program, and they deserve our thanks and appreciation. Libre Planet is about bringing together the thriving and important community that extends well beyond the FSF. As always, it has proven to be a great opportunity to meet with other members of this community, to learn from each other and share new ideas. We will carry these conversations forward beyond this weekend. The staff is working hard to provide you with more free software community gatherings. We will be hosting a series of Libre Planet workshops. Registrations will open soon. Richard Stallman, founder of the Free Software Movement and the FSF, will present a talk on April 13 at 2 p.m. Boston time, entitled The State of the Free Software Movement. The aim of Libre Planet is to bring you a variety of perspectives, established and new, on how to win freedom in computing. We hope that we have achieved this once more. Thank you.